get you?
All right, you creep, hands off.
Oh, Christine, he's snapping my leg.
Oh, let him go. It's my father.
Oh, sorry. It's the 80s. I've been edgy.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm okay. What's his problem?
Didn't you read about it? They found him up north, buried in the ice, along with that dinosaur that leveled Tokyo.
Well, now I remember. They're all nuts.
Hey, Mr. Sullivan, how you been? Good to see you. Harry Stone, hi.
Especially that one.
Sir, please, take a seat. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't have much time. I'm just here meeting somebody.
Meeting who?
A woman. I have a date tonight.
You got a date?
Christina, please, sit down.
Daddy, you got a date?
Kids.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy for you.
Christina, please.
Don't waste good saliva on a relative.
What is the reason for this fiesta of affection here?
Tell him, Daddy.
It's none of his business.
It's his first date in 8 years.
I guess I was wrong.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Sullivan. We're all the sensitive, understanding types.
Yeah, I got your sensitivity right here.
Daddy, don't be so touchy. Sometimes you just have to share your personal life with other human beings.
You haven't been with a woman in 8 years.
You notice I use the term human beings?
No, that's right. You haven't been with a woman in 8 years?
What is it to you?
Nothing. Just remember how Dorothy found the Tin Man.
Jack, there you are. Look, I get off about 10 and I brought a change of clothes, so you can just pick me up here, okay?
Fine.
Till then?
Yeah, right.
Daddy, she can't be more than 30 years old.
Better ask the wizard for 2 hearts. If you make it to the Emerald City, you're gonna need them.
Sir, if I could have just a minute.
Well, it's a little early for recess. But since we do have a life-threatening emergency here, 10 minutes.
Our dollars could have prevented that tragedy.
Oh, Daddy.
I forgot how.
Give me this. Stand still.
I can't. I'm nervous. It's the first time I've been out with a woman since your mother died.
I think it's terrific. It's about time you started seeing someone.
Thank God your mother's not alive to hear you talk like that.
Oh, Daddy, stop feeling guilty. Look, you're just looking for companionship. After all, it's been 8 years.
I could have waited an even decade.
There. Daddy, are you sure you want to wear a tux to dinner tonight?
Your mother always liked me in a tux.
You're not going out with Mama tonight, Daddy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Go for the gold.
Oh, I get it.
Daddy.
Baby, I'm nervous.
I know. Just think bicycle.
What?
I know this sounds silly, but going out with a woman tonight is like riding a bicycle. Once you learn how, you never forget.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah. Hello, Jack. Huh.
I just never had a 10-speed before. May I say you look absolutely lovely.
Well, thank you. And so do you. Ooh, I love a man in a tux.
So did my dead wife.
You're gonna have oodles of fun.
All rise.
Be seated.
I'm sorry, I'm late. Ready to go, sir.
Everything all right, Miss Sullivan?
No, sir, it's not. It's my father.
You have to lace up his shoes for him this morning?
This isn't a laughing matter, Dan. I called his landlady. Dad didn't come home last night. Maybe he got sick.
Maybe he got in an accident.
Maybe he got lucky. Well, it was either me or Dan. I figured he'd rather hear it from me. Oh, come on, Miss Sullivan. Your dad's a big boy. I'm sure he's fine. Besides, aren't you the one who was concerned that he wasn't getting enough companionship?
I'm sorry, sir. It's just that it never occurred to me that there was really a chance he might get...
Go ahead. I dare you.
Temporary lodgings.
I love it when you get wordy.
Hey, how about we get on with the proceedings? Hey, gang, Mac?
Yeah, first case, Your Honor, People versus Everybody in Gramercy Apartment Building on 53rd and Madison.
What's the charge?
Indecent exposure.
Invading people's privacy, that's what's indecent.
Your Honor, all of these are residents of what is termed a clothing optional building.
Ah, they're nudists.
No! That's an archaic term that conjures up images of airbrushed families playing volleyball in the sun. We are naturalists. We are within our rights.
They were in the Buffski. On the roof, in clear view of six other buildings.
We were all just minding our own business when the police helicopter landed.
Somebody tell me the part about the helicopter.
Your Honor.
And you are?
Angela.
Right.
You're with them? You don't wear...
A thing. Except when I'm playing tennis. I mean, you have to use sneakers. Otherwise, you get no suction.
Hose him down if you have to, ma'am.
Your Honor, the building is a co-op, and the tenants have indeed incorporated as a clothing optional dwelling.
Yeah, well, refresh my memory, Counselor. What they do inside the building is their business. What they do outside is ours.
But the sun is outside!
And can you imagine what our air conditioning bills would be like if it weren't? Finds the defendants guilty as charged. $50 fine suspended. Just don't do it again, okay, people?
They found us guilty of nudity!
And in the naked city yet. Talk about your irony.
What we got next, Mac?
More sex, sir.
I sense a theme.
Yeah, we got some prostitution and some soliciting of a prostitute.
And as the prostitute...
Tonight, starring Mary Jackowitz, alias Easy Mary.
Hiya, Easy.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
The pleasure's all mine.
Oh, it could be.
Not for all the tea.
And charged with patronizing a prostitute... Jack Sullivan, alias Christine's father.
Daddy, what happened?
I got caught with a hooker.
Mac, get the arrest report on this one, huh?
Yes, sir.
You were right, Jack. She does have your eyes.
I'll have your eyes.
Whoa, Jaja. You ever see cat people?
Miss Sullivan, I can understand why you'd find this situation a little upsetting, but...
A little upsetting? Getting a run in your pantyhose is a little upsetting. This is like choking on your own vomit.
Hey! I got family here tonight.
Miss Sullivan, you do know that I'm going to have to disqualify you from this case.
You don't have to teach me the law, Buster.
I'll be passing out copies of her resume during the recess.
What are you, nuts?
I do not wish to discuss it, Christine.
You do not wish to discuss it?
Bo, will you please take the two down to holding? I'm sorry, we're going to have to continue your case until the next shift. Take a short recess.
Sir, there's about a dozen naked people in your office.
Let's make that a long recess.
If you'll excuse me, I'll be in my office.
She doesn't have an office.
Your Honor.
I suppose you're going to bring up the dozen naked people in my office.
Yes, sir. It was on my mind. It's that group from the clothing optional building that was here a few minutes ago. They're staging a protest.
All of them?
She's in there too, Dan.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
If I'm not out in 5 minutes, give me half an hour.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
So, what's new?
There is no new thing under the sun. That's from Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, well, where the hell were you last night? That's from me.
I don't want to discuss it.
You don't want to discuss it? Daddy, look, I want to discuss it. I'm not trying to pry, Daddy, but I am the only family you've got, and I care about what happens to you. Would you stop? I'm getting dizzy. Daddy, look, whatever happened last night, no matter how sickening or disgusting, it's your business. But
you're just curious.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Christina, I love you more than anything else in the world, but this is none of your business.
Okay, I'll leave you alone then. Oh, Judd, you are a real card.
Thank you.
Sleeves.
I beg your pardon?
That's why there's no really great naked magicians.
Oh, yes, sir. Sir, you want me to call the police and have these people arrested?
Nah, why bother? They'll probably just get bored and leave on their own, huh?
Sir, may I?
Dan, I know. You've been training your whole life for this moment.
I will give you my car.
Go ahead, see if you can talk a little sense into him.
We lack evidence later. Don't come crying to me.
Come on in. We're just hanging out.
So you are.
Here you go, Mac.
Oh, thanks, Bull.
I thought you hated the new Coke.
Oh, it's not for me.
Anyway, Mr. Fielding, that's how to jump real high for those overhead shots.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, kid. See you later.
No, Mac.
I owe you.
I just bought lunch for our regular scum. Petty cash owes me.
What happened?
We had a little taste test that got out of hand.
Never mind.
Let's go.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I'm just the muscle on this one.
Your Honor?
I couldn't think of anything else to do. I just wanted to hear what happened.
I'm curious as to what happened myself.
Marjorie, Listen, about last night, I'd really like to talk about it.
You really want to talk about it? You really want to talk about what happened last night?
Maybe this isn't the right place.
Oh, don't mind us. Go ahead, spill your guts.
What you did to me last night, no man has ever done to me before.
Holy!
Wait a minute. This is my father you're talking about, not some two-bit hustler off the street. What the hell did you do to her last night?
I'll tell you what he did. He deserted me, that's what he did. We were having dinner. He got up. He walked out. He never came back. He left me stuck with the bill. $95.
Yeah, well, at least he dumped you in a nice place.
Marjorie, I'd like to try to explain.
Good night, Jack.
Marjorie, listen to me. I really wanted us to have a good time last night. I really did. There I was in a glamorous restaurant with an extremely beautiful girl at my side, and...
So you decided to leave. How romantic.
Marjorie, I'm afraid I left long before I walked out.
All those confused?
This doesn't make sense.
Have you ever heard an old song on the radio that reminded you of a particular time in your life, or a taste or a smell that reminded you of a specific moment?
Sure, I have. Please go on.
Yes, I suppose.
Well, it's happened to all of us. And it happened to me last night. I heard some glasses clink.
Some glasses clink.
Great! He had a fever. That explains everything.
I know it sounds silly. But when we were sitting there talking last night, I heard some glasses clink. And I remember the night, a long time ago, was the first apartment that Linda and I had after we were married. We just had dinner. Something fried, I think. She fried just about everything back then. And I remember I was sitting in the living room listening to a baseball game on the radio. And Linda was in the kitchen doing the dishes. And as I sat there being lulled to sleep by the radio announcer's voice, I heard the glasses clink as she washed them. And I remembered I felt warm and happy and content. It was as though she had clinked them together, you know, on purpose, as a signal maybe. Just to let me know she was there. Just to let me know she cared. That's funny, isn't it? After all the good times, all the bad times, during 35 years of marriage, I remember some glasses clinking. I'm just not ready yet.
Anybody got any Tums? I can't help it. I get emotional, I get gas.
Well, listen. Maybe when you are ready, we'll just take it slowly, okay?
Slowly. What a romantic adverb.
Till later. Daddy.
Well, come on, gang. We gotta go and,
get those naked people out of your office.
Right. You two take care. And, Mr. Sullivan, remember, you're still under arrest, so don't wander off or anything.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Your Honor. Stay away from that nut, Christine.
Daddy. Now tell me about that hooker.
Well, after I left Marjorie, I wandered around for hours, and I ended up in an all-night diner. That's where I ran into Mary. Been a while since I've seen her.
Daddy?
High school, to be exact. We're in the same class. That's where she got the name Easy. She was voted most likely to.
Most likely to what?
That was it, most likely to.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, Peaches.
Thank you for helping us. You made the right decision. Thank you. Oops, barn door open there. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night, Angela.
Good night. Oh, thanks for the workout, Dan. I swear, I don't think anybody's ever made me jog in place for so long in my whole life.
No pain, no gain.
Mr. Lawler.
I'll never leave. Not until our cause is sung across the land. Also, I want to finish watching this movie.
Mr. Lawler, it's after 2 a.m. If you could...
Oh, look, it's over. You made me miss the ending.
Mr. Lawler. Mr. Lawler, this really isn't necessary.
What so proudly we hail.
Some of us more than others.
TV Land presents another What the Hair moment. What the Hair, only in TV Land.
Yeah.